Last week, we mentioned all the steps that you need to go through to make sure your marketing is PAPIA compliant. And the third step there was to actually inform your team. So that's a very important step. And so today we're just going to talk about kind of what your team needs to know about the Act.
So it's not just one person that gets appointed as the PAPIA officer. The whole team needs to know about the PAPIA Act.
Absolutely. One person gets appointed and they are the official go-to and the final responsible person. But your whole team needs to understand what the Act is, how it impacts the business, and how it impacts how you can communicate with customers. The PAPIA Act sets out the minimum standard for the protection of personal information. So you need to inform your team what the Act is about, what processing information actually means, and personal information means anything that can identify a person. So these are all points that your staff need to know about. And the processing of information refers to the collecting, receiving, recording, or using such information in the day-to-day running of a business. So every single business processes some sort of personal information on their customers. And now with the introduction of the PAPIA Act, that needs to be secure. It needs to be guaranteed that it's safe. And you can't communicate with these customers unless they have given consent to do so.
And
so that is very important.
And that's different to what previously was the case. Now you have to give them an option to opt out.
So 10 years ago, the Consumer Protection Act came into being, and that was actually when all the direct marketing had to give customers an option to opt out of receiving communication. That's now not enough anymore. The PAPIA Act has actually taken that to the next level, and customers need to actively give consent to receive marketing. So what that means is now if you are collecting email addresses on your website, you have to change the wording of your disclaimer. There actually has to be a checkbox that the customers tick to say, yes, I give my consent to receive marketing from you. It's no longer just by signing up, I agree. That is no longer sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important that the responsible person in the business and the staff know about it, because if you get reported for non-compliance, if you keep communicating with somebody and they're unhappy about it and you get reported, you cannot use the argument that you didn't know.
Yeah.
That argument will not hold. And so it is the business's responsibility to make sure they know all the information and that their teams know about it as well.
Does this now mean that direct marketing is a thing of the past?
Not at all. It's just we can't spam anymore, and you can't buy databases and can't get unauthorized databases anymore.
Ah.
So if you, I know it when PAPIA first came into being on the 1st of July, everybody, you know, got onto this bandwagon of emailing and WhatsApping all their customers asking for consent again to communicate with them.
Yeah.
And that actually wasn't necessary, because if you receive the custom information through a normal day-to-day transaction, if you sold them a product and you got the information, you are still allowed to communicate with those previous customers, as long as you still give them the option to opt out. The trick is now when you trying to collect custom information from new customers, and you actually need to ask their permission. And there are various ways to do that, which I have outlined in the guide that I have developed.
So it's just for new customers that you're getting on board, and if you want to discuss with them with regards to the transaction, that is fine, but spamming is now a thing of the past. How do I go about if I feel that somebody is spamming me? What do I do?
So there is a website, which is www.justice.gov.za. And there you would be able to download a complaint form and actually submit that to the information regulator for PAPI.
Perfect. Alison, anything else that you want to add to that?
Just to say that customers are entitled to see the personal information that any business is holding. So, and that's why it's important that teams understand this, so that if a customer asks, where did you get my information from? Why are you sending me this information? The teams need to be able to answer those questions and also allow the customers to see the information, update it, and or request to be removed from the database and receiving any further communication from the business.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very good to know. And from both sides, from the business side, but also from the customer side, good to have all of these tips. Where can we find out more about this?
So I have a guide that's available to download on my website, just alisonblair.co.za.